The US insurance market is at a critical juncture, with the climate emergency posing significant threats to homeowners, businesses, local governments, insurance companies, and taxpayers. With premiums climbing and some insurers withdrawing from climate vulnerable states like Florida entirely, the question that looms large is, can the US avert an uninsurable future? Global insured losses from natural catastrophes, according to Swiss Re, exceeded $100 billion for the fourth consecutive year in 2023. In the US alone, these losses exceeded $70 billion, around two-thirds of which resulted from severe convective storms. Historically, insurance providers, reinsurance companies, and climate scientists have all played pivotal roles in shaping the industry's response to climate risks. Their forecasts accurately anticipated today's global temperature rises decades in advance, and, consequently, reinsurers have had to raise their rates and improve stress testing to assess their exposure. The industry has developed catastrophe modelling to manage risks and create new insurance products. They now use projections to predict likely scenarios instead of basing their rates on increasingly outdated historical data, but constantly changing weather patterns and formations demand an ever-evolving response. An insurer or reinsurer's job is to predict and protect against risk. Changing climates, the heat is still on, highlights the dangers posed by weather events like severe convective storms, small but volatile weather systems, sometimes known as kitty cats, that can produce hailstorms or tornadoes notoriously difficult to forecast. Their frequency, expanded geographical range, and accumulative effects can have a severe impact on people's lives and properties. The most important defences against tornadoes and extreme weather are storm-resistant buildings. Constructing them is a responsibility not only of homeowners and property developers, but policymakers too. One inspiring example is Moore, Oklahoma, which in 2014 introduced some of the country's strictest storm resistance building codes after three tornadoes devastated the city. Today, all new structures in Moore are built to withstand winds of up to 135 miles per hour, a move that has protected local homeowners and businesses without any discernible damage to the local real estate market. Enacting this kind of planning and construction legislation can transform cities and safeguard their residents. It is not, however, an easy task. Few states have made serious progress preparing their housing stocks for extreme weather. Homes across large parts of central US, for instance, are especially vulnerable to severe convective storms, which have increased in frequency by over 9% a year since 1989, and now account for nearly 70% of US property losses. What's more, mitigating the effects of these storms is not only about tightening building codes. Existing buildings also need to be retrofitted to withstand new climate risks. Some governments and legislators are, slowly, starting to act. Most new buildings in Florida, which imposed a strict building code after Hurricane Andrew in 1992, can withstand high winds, though there is still work to be done. Several insurance firms now refuse to issue new home insurance policies in the state. In 2020, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners established a climate and resiliency task force to tackle climate-related risk and resilience issues and to coordinate dialogue between state insurance regulators, the insurance industry, and other stakeholders. Reinsurance companies are leading the development of climate science that can help cities adapt and avoid becoming uninsurable. Their stakeholders have a common goal: property and commercial insurance at reasonable prices that protects lives, homes, and businesses by building resilience to weather-related events. The sector is also adopting climate-specific tests to indicate price adjustments. Predictive analysis such as geospatial mapping provide detailed geographic assessments of where specific risks occur. Elsewhere, AI-powered statistical estimation tools are increasingly being used to create and price localized policies and mitigate against generic and specialized protection. This approach enables the insurance industry to apportion risk and other policies tailored to their clients' circumstances. Parametric insurance, for example, is essentially an indemnity that pays out a pre-agreed sum when a trigger event, such as a typhoon, occurs. This increasingly popular form of insurance uses predefined indexes or parameters for weather events that are underpinned by AI and climate science. The reinsurance and insurance sectors also incentivise policyholders by cutting the cost of coverage for those who take initiative and mitigate their own exposure. The industry is meanwhile diversifying its economic role by collaborating with governments to divide risks between the public and private sectors. These agreements open the door to local and national governments looking to provide financial assistance to the victims of unforeseen catastrophes, much like the National Flood Insurance Programme in the US. As our climate becomes progressively more volatile, officials will need to reassess the vulnerability of their cities. Community leaders and politicians need to continuously educate themselves on the perils of climate change and how to legislate, plan, mitigate, and adapt accordingly. The reinsurance and insurance industries, thanks to the nature of their business, are best positioned to lead the way.